Welcome to the Daily Reincarnation Podcast. Our mission is to promote positive change in every mind and body through fitness, and we are here to help you with that journey. Head to CrossFitReincarnation.com and book your no-sweat intro today. We're glad you're here. Now enjoy the podcast.
Water.
Drink my disgusting water.
Why is your water disgusting?
The ice cubes melted. And those taste horrible.
You can't help them, huh?
Nope.
All right. Welcome to the Daily Reincarnation Podcast.
Welcome.
This is number 5. I have my guest, which is also my daughter, Leah Brooks.
Hi.
Hello, Leah. How are you today?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do this for a while, and I just finally got this all set up like this. So
yeah, this morning.
Yeah, this is number 5, and it's the second podcast in a one-on-one format like this. You guys may remember the one with Alex last time. Just something we want to keep doing, and if you want to be a part of these, let me know. We'll get you on here too. Anyway, it's all about Leah for this one, so Leah, you've been doing CrossFit recently. It's been really cool.
Yep.
So what got you started in that?
I kind of wanted to do some sort of sport to keep me busy during the summer because we have nothing to do normally.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe I could do CrossFit because I've done it before.
Yeah.
CrossFit Kids.
Yeah, I remember you brought home a paper for soccer, and you tried basketball earlier on.
Yeah, but it didn't work out for the days.
Yeah. So CrossFit seems like a natural thing for you to jump into since it's all we do in our life at home. Like everything pretty much revolves around it because of our business and everything.
Yeah.
So how you doing with that? How long you been doing it?
For like a couple weeks now.
Yeah. How's it
going? At the start of July. It's going pretty good. We just worked out this morning, and we've worked out this entire week so far.
Yeah, you've been keeping me accountable and keeping me going to the gym.
Yeah.
When I haven't felt like I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. We're going tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been going to the 7:30, get it done right in the morning.
It's pretty nice because it's nice and cool and it's not too hot in the morning.
Yeah, then you have the whole rest of the day to get stuff done.
Yep.
So I guess you better tell everybody, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. And you're starting CrossFit now. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You beat me by quite a few years. I started when I was 35, and that was some years ago.
That's 25 years.
Yeah. Do you remember us doing CrossFit when you were little? Because you've been alive the whole time.
Yeah, I've been to many of the gyms. While watching mom work out and watching you work out and stuff.
Yeah. Mom was the first for CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
I did the conventional gym thing. I even used her membership that she wasn't using. We both had memberships at one time together, even before we were married. And she was just letting hers sit there. And so I canceled mine and I just used my little card to go in as I was her.
Yeah.
And she didn't do anything. But then, see, she had you after all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then she ended up finding CrossFit. We'll have to get her on and hear her story about that.
Yeah.
But she did CrossFit first and brought you along. And then sometime after, I mean, she brought you along when you were a baby. And sometime after I joined up. And then now it's a pleasure to work out alongside you. I feel good about you doing CrossFit for a bunch of reasons.
I feel good about it too because it makes me energized.
Right. It's good for your health and your mind and development.
And it'll get me stronger.
Yeah. So tell me, do you feel scared that you're going to get hurt or anything like that during the class?
Sometimes. During box jumps.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do them at first. And then when I did them, I really, really liked them. They're my favorite.
Yeah, nice. you know, you just pay attention to where you're jumping and landing. Mm-hmm. I have some crash scars on my shins from the boxes.
How I land is that I find a specific point or mark on the box and try and get my feet there every time.
Right on. That's your favorite, huh?
Yep.
What's your least favorite?
Burpees. And pull-ups.
And pull-ups. And we did the pull-ups today.
And biking or rowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, biking and rowing, there's always that going on.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do your pull-ups today then? Can't reach the bar, can you?
I can jump up onto it.
Wow.
I've done.
How tall are you?
Almost 5 foot, four foot nine.
At 10 years old already? You're catching up to me. You'll pass me pretty soon. So you can get to the bar fine, huh? How about doing the pull-ups?
I can't do normal pull-ups, but I do banded or jumping pull-ups.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit maybe too early on to tell if you're progressing that much, but is there anything that you can tell you're doing better at already?
Rowing.
Yeah.
And endurance.
Nice.
Like yesterday, especially, I didn't want to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I regretted going, but I still finished.
Yeah. Well, that still happens even after we've been going for years and years. It's hard to get up and go every day, but once you do, it always seems to be worth it.
You don't regret it.
Right. Yeah, then you have energy and the right attitude for things.
Yeah.
Go on with life. What else is going on then?
I started work.
You started work?
Working for the gym.
Right on. So how did that happen?
I wanted to know how I can earn money to buy like a new phone and a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah.
And a camera.
What did you want the new phone for?
Because my old one's, my one that I use now sucks. My camera doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get any new apps anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's funny. They'd work forever if they could get updates. But
yep.
Yeah. How old is your phone?
I don't know. I've had it since I was 5. Oh, and yeah. It was mom's before that.
Right.
For a while. So.
So it was obsolete when you got it.
Yep.
I remember our conversation. You wanted to buy a Nintendo Switch. But I was saying maybe you should buy a phone and then see if you can make some money with the phone.
Yep.
And then you can buy the Nintendo Switch and have the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you started talking to mom about
on Sunday.
About how you could get the phone.
Yeah, and how I could earn money.
Uh-huh. And so, remember me and her were brainstorming.
At the store.
Yeah, thinking about you. You're creative and artistic. You have good writing and language skills, but I was thinking mainly about your artistic ability. We were trying to put that together with something that you could do at the gym. And so your mom thought maybe you could do content posting, which we have a need for.
Yeah.
We need posts all the time. So we asked you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be a way for you to earn some money to pay for this phone.
Yep.
That we'll get you to do the work with.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about all that?
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I also like it. It's very fun.
Yeah. So what do you do with that exactly?
For example, Mondays, coaches can help you manage your stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so yesterday's was about sleep and facts on to help you sleep.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, all real important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all need to know the little details about how important sleep is, especially if we're working out like we do. We want to recover and get the gains.
Yeah, sleeping is very important because if you don't do it, it's possible to die if you don't sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, at least like deteriorate into a direction you don't want to go.
Yeah. You can start hallucinating and everything.
Oh, wow. So how much of that information was in the post? What is the post? What does it look like?
So you need to keep a controlled temperature. Go to bed at a consistent time. make sure you don't have caffeine too shortly before bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget the others.
Go to bed at a consistent time, I think I saw, and wake up at a consistent time. I kind of have a routine there.
Yeah.
That helps. You said temperature, caffeine. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys will just have to look that up. That's on our Instagram. And
Facebook.
And what times do they get posted every day?
On Instagram, they go up at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. and Facebook, 7 p.m.
Right on. And then I was looking at one that had like an acronym, THINK. Which one was that for?
I think that might be for today. It should be up on Instagram right now.
What was today's?
Self-talk. It's either today's or tomorrow's.
Okay. So what does that stand for?
THINK. The T stands for, is it true? The H stands for, is it helpful? The I stands for, is it inspiring? N stands for, is it necessary? And K stands for, is it kind?
Right on. That's very good.
Yeah, so you need to, if you're going to talk to yourself, it needs to be positive and helpful.
Nice. So that's cool. So that's the kind of the long and short of the material that you're posting in these mm-hmm. content posts. That's very good.
Yeah. Some of them will be only posted for the member group.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a member, then you can see it. But if you're not, you can't see it. Like Saturdays.
Yeah.
This week. Will only be on the member page.
Yeah, so there's a reason to be a member, huh? So you mm-hmm. get in on our members only our CrossFit Reincarnation members only Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the socials, they're just at CrossFit Reincarnation, whether it's Instagram or Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty straightforward. We have a YouTube channel, which you might be watching this on.
Yeah.
That's also CrossFit Reincarnation. And we have this podcast, which is this, there's a handful of places that it's at, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts. There's a few others. Yeah, really cool. So you're going to do the posts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beneficial for all of us, and then you'll get the money from that to pay us back for your phone.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And then after that, I'll put the rest of the money to the other things I want.
Yeah, nice. So that was the camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a Polaroid.
Yeah, Polaroid.
Digital Polaroid. What was the name of that?
Instax.
Nice. And then the Nintendo Switch to mm-hmm. play which game?
Animal Crossing specifically.
I remember having that conversation. You thought maybe you could video yourself playing the game. But
I'm not very good at playing the game.
Yeah. And I don't know. It takes quite a bit of work to get rolling on YouTube to make any money at that. So
yeah.
It's kind of, it could be a long shot or at least a long process.
Yes, very long process.
Well, that's cool though. You're starting off early. You're 2 years earlier than I was for getting the paying job. So congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you for that stuff. And the CrossFit also. It would have been great to have it at such an early age.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been happy to have so much together at your age that you do. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you get to do the things that you love doing too. So you were telling me before you got an award in school for the
ELA,
and what does that stand for?
English Language Arts, which I didn't think I was very good at, but I like to write on the computer, make my own little stories of book, like recreate books that I really like and have read, and make them into my own.
Nice.
Which I'm doing that right now to one.
Right. Which story?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, cool. And that'll come in handy, like doing these posts, maybe. How do you get the material, the words for the post right now?
It's either TubeBrain or BeyondRx.
Oh, nice. Just a copy and paste type thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Right.
And we also use Canva.
Nice. Just to make everything just look nice and interesting. Very cool. So this is all stuff you love to do, and you're already getting to do that job paying you for what you love to do right now. That's very good. I worked on that backwards. I worked for money first. Now I'm trying to do the things I love, which is this kind of podcasting stuff and videos.
I like it too.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Right on. So, I guess what kind of a background otherwise do you have in exercise? Did you exercise in school or do sports in school?
At recess, sometimes we play soccer, like fifth grade versus fourth grade or something. That's what we did this past year. Or like run around playing tag or modified versions of tag. And we used to do PE, which our PE teacher would have me demonstrate a lot of the movements.
That's cool.
Because I've done them before.
The CrossFit Kids stuff, right? Which movements were they?
Planks and like squats and stuff. And like burpees.
Nice. So you had some kind of a PE thing going on, and then
COVID.
Yeah. And so now they're just getting back to it, huh?
Yeah, this next year we're going completely back to normal.
Nice. Yeah, I think that couldn't be more important to have PE and that physical stuff there in school.
Yeah, PE and recess. Recess is very important.
Yeah, for sure. You got to get out and get your breathing up and
fresh air.
Yep. Get your chemicals flowing. And that's an important thing for your whole life. That's one of the reasons we're glad to have this gym. Like, we like it for ourselves, and it's changed our lives. That's why it's called reincarnation.
It's changed my life.
Yeah, it's very nice. And we understand it's something that you need all the time. So
it changed from me just sitting on the couch having nothing to do all day to me having something to do.
Yeah, staring at your phone.
Yeah.
So do you just come home and sit and stare at your phone afterwards, or do you find things to do?
Normally, so this past week, I come home, try and get as many posts as I can done for the week, and then rest and eat some food and, play some games.
Nice. Just relax.
Yeah.
It's probably still beating you up pretty good. I don't know. Like, there's sometimes the exercises give you extra energy and you go get all kinds of things done, but sometimes they just wipe you out.
You
have to just chill out.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And then last Wednesday.
Yeah. So what was the workouts on those days that wiped you out so much?
The last Wednesday was Helen. 400 meter run and then pull ups and then I forgot the other one. But yeah. And then yesterday, Great Balls of Fire. You couldn't let go of the medicine ball.
Yeah.
You had to run 200 meters with it. Then you had to do 20 wall balls and then 20 lunges while still holding the ball and not dropping it.
Wow. So can you reach the target with the ball, or how do they set that up for you?
At first I tried it with a 10 pound. And Lacey said, if I can't hit the bolts, then I have to go down to the 8. So I tried the 10 and I didn't quite make it up there. So I went back to the 8s.
Nice.
So, yeah, just listen to your body and see what you can do and make sure that it's not pushing too hard.
Yeah, nice.
You'd rather have them slow and controlled rather than fast and messy.
That's cool.
Even though you may want to go fast.
Yeah, and I do.
Me too.
I'm kind of working on that, though.
Yeah.
It's better, of course, to get the movements right and build those muscles so you can get them heavier and faster later.
Yeah, if you're doing a specific movement that's hard and you're pretty slow at it, try not to look at anybody else because they may be doing it faster than you, and that may make you want to go really fast.
Yeah, but that's the whole point, right? Egg each other on so you're not sandbagging it.
Yeah, but so you gotta make sure that they're controlled and right.
Yeah.
Rather than super messy but super fast.
Nice. I'm glad you're learning that already. I remember starting, I wanted to get the gold stars every time, but that's not realistic. And then I ended up getting hurt a little bit here and there, and it would knock me back for a few weeks. So definitely don't do that. I think they're pretty good about watching you guys and seeing how you're doing with the weights and stuff. And it's nice to hear all the scaling options that there is for you. But it's also an example that there's no like age limit really up or down. We have some that are older too and scale for whatever they need. And that's the idea of varying by degree and not kind. Yep. So we all do the same.
If whatever's written on the board, you do. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just, like, oh, I don't want to do legs today. I just want to do arms because those are easiest.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday, it was all about the legs.
Yeah.
Squats and pull-ups and running.
Yeah, so. That's the other cool thing. Then how do you feel after you did something you didn't want to do?
Yesterday, it's kind of... like, encouraging, like, you did this, you can do it. You did it.
Yeah, right on.
Like, you can do it again if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can do this kind of stuff, even though you may not want to.
Right. And somebody will always show you how.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still forget how to do stuff all the time. Yeah, it's amazing.
Sometimes I don't understand.
Right.
So.
That's okay for you. You're new. I ought to know by now. So, good thing somebody's patient enough to show me again. Yeah, that's cool. What's your favorite movement?
Box jumps and deadlifts.
And then what's your least favorite?
Kettlebells, burpees, squats, and running.
Nice. Those kettlebells, was that on Helen?
That was Monday.
Monday?
100 kettlebell swings, 150 single jump ropes, or 100 double unders, and then 40 calorie or 50 calorie row.
So what was your least favorite in that?
Kettlebells.
Yeah. Wow.
Those are one of my least favorites, really. They really hurt my back.
Yeah. I have lifts that I like and things better that I like better than others, but it basically boils down to me to... like being in enough shape that I can tolerate it. You just get good at tolerating what you're feeling like and knowing that it'll pass.
Yeah.
And your breathing gets better and it's...
Yeah, I'm like, this is the last one.
Yeah.
For this round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try and count and see only like two more left. Only one more. Done.
Nice.
To try and motivate myself to get it done best.
Is it hard to keep track?
Sometimes it can be. Sometimes I forget to start counting. And so I'm like, bye?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now I've gotten better on that with counting actual reps that would count, like, say, in the open or whatever.
Yeah, sometimes I want to skip out on this. Say I'm supposed to do 6, but I only did 4. But... you need to do them all.
Right. You're the saying, just like it goes, you're only cheating yourself. That's true. But you're cheating us too, darn it. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't cheat yourself.
You're hurting nobody but yourself.
Yeah. And you wouldn't want it to be any easier when you're all finished. You would have always wanted it to be hard so you could feel like you really did accomplish something, if that makes sense. So you don't want the shortcuts, really.
Mm-mm. No.
They don't do you any good.
You're only hurting yourself when you do them, really.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this exercise in my life, it just makes the rest of my life better.
Yeah.
This gym is something that we believe in and want to help everybody else.
Yeah, and continue on in.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it's given you the opportunity to do something you love. Work-wise.
Yeah, and it's given me way more energy than I would if I didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Right on. It's been a pleasure having you.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Side by side.
Yeah.
pleasure having you now
mm-hmm.
to do this podcast.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure doing we'll
have to have you over again.
Yeah.
All right, you got anything else you want to talk about with everybody?
No, I don't think so.
All right. That's all for this time, guys. Thanks for listening, and be sure to watch out for our next ones.
Yep.
Find us on the socials at CrossFit Reincarnation.
Pretty much everything.
Yep. CrossFitReincarnation.com. YouTube. Give us some likes and some love on those places so we know if you like what we're doing and you want more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be on a podcast, I'm looking for people, so hit me up. I'm pretty open on the schedule. You can work around your schedule and just go knock it out.
Yeah.
And see what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Leah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Was significantly shorter than
it was. I don't think we can do it again. I think later when you got more to say. Short and sweet though.